USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Amid a backdrop of spiking COVID-19 cases, the Supreme Court recently heard oral arguments over the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandates. This as a debate continues regarding the federal government's role regarding COVID-19. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem explains what she's doing to keep South Dakotans safe.
Federal government and Joe Biden have mandated vaccines, yet they tell the states that it's up to us to deal with COVID. For over a year, South Dakota has been providing free tests, and this next week we will ensure that every single citizen has access to a free test in their home communities. That is far above and beyond what the federal government has delivered.
After failing to pass another spending bill, Democrats now turning their attention to a pair of voting rights bills in the House and Senate. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
California's governor is introducing a huge spending bill.
The governor of California is now calling for what he says is the largest emergency response package in the nation as provided by any state. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday unveiling a $2.7 billion proposal to fight COVID-19 in the state of California. The funds in a state budget proposal would go to support hospitals, vaccinations, and more testing in the state, and if passed by the state legislature, the budget wouldn't take effect until July, but Newsom says it's still going to be needed then.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Spider-Man continuing to spin his magic at the box office. Spider-Man No Way Home earning another $33 million this weekend in the United States and Canada. The latest edition of the film franchise has grossed $668 million in North America. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. job growth fell well short of expectations in December. The Labor Department reporting only 199,000 jobs were created, sharply missing the 400,000 jobs forecast by many economists. The unemployment rate, which is calculated based on a separate survey, dropped from 4.2% to 3.9%, the lowest level since the pandemic. Forbes Media Chairman Steve Forbes says that President Biden should have just left the economy alone and that our economic recovery amounts to a fairy tale.
What he has done, unfortunately, is hobble the recovery from the COVID as the lockdowns ended. His war on oil and gas, for example, is raising energy costs, which hits everyone. His so-called Build Back Better, which is, I think is the Biden Big Bad Bill, is the proper title. The massive tax increases there would hurt job creation and hurt the growth of the economy. The massive spending he wants and wants more of is going to mean more money printing, which is going to mean more inflation down the road as the Federal Reserve has to finance those deficits. So you put it all together, he's taken something where if he'd done nothing, he would look like a real hero today.
Oh, wow.
But they're standing in the way of recovery. Rather than enhancing it, they're throwing roadblocks to it. And the vaccine mandate, the way it was done.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.